Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 346. Today let us proceed to the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the ventricular myocardium. During the first part of the healing phase or PCLA, there is cell proliferation for replenishing the necrosed heart muscle. Conventional medicine diagnoses this tumor as myocardial sarcoma. If there is inflammation, it is called myocarditis. It can be the result of a self-devaluation conflict associated with the heart. Since the heart muscle belongs to a surplus group or group of organs derived from the new mesoderm, the biological purpose is served at the end of the healing phase. The nature's purpose is to make the tissue stronger than before to meet with another conflict of the same kind. Considering the tissue as controlled from the motor cortex, the paralysis of the CA phase reaches into PCLA of the healing phase with the shortness of breath, physical weakness and elevated blood pressure. Recurring healing phases can result in cardiomegaly or enlarged heart. In sports persons, this can occur without the overwhelmed conflict by constant physical exertion. Myocardial heart attack is the characteristic feature of the healing phase of the ventricular myocardium, and it occurs during the healing phase where the brain edema is expelled through a sympathocortic surge. That means it is also initiated in the brain like the coronary arteries related heart attack. Heart epilepsy or painful cramps and contractions of the heart muscle also occur during the healing crisis being controlled from the motor cortex. This is also another manifestation of the myocardial attack. During an intense healing, the epileptoid crisis can result in a generalized epileptic seizure of the whole body leading to possible wrong diagnosis. Tachycardia or a fast heart rate, heart palpitations or ventricular fibrillation all occur during the epileptoid crisis of the ventricular muscles. Nature's purpose is to transport blood to and away from the heart. Strong heartbeats can be felt at the neck area. With severe contractions, heart muscle can tear, leading to leakage of blood into the pericardium called cardiac tamponade. The myocardial heart attack is associated with diaphragm cramps and breathing difficulties due to its tie with the diaphragm, and diaphragm being the chief muscle of respiration. This is the case especially with the right myocardial attack because the wall of the right heart is firmly attached to the diaphragm. Sleep apnea is a common medical condition wrongly diagnosed by conventional medicine. According to GNM, the epileptoid crisis or healing crisis of the myocardial muscles presents as single or repeated events during resting periods or vagotonia to get the name of sleep apnea. Contraction of the diaphragm causes episodes of cessation of breathing. In other words, the sleep apnea is a series of mini myocardial heart attacks with the short cramps of the diaphragm. Chronic sleep apnea means conflict lapses due to tracts established during the original overwhelming conflict. Conflicts can occur in dreams also as relapses. Due to the presence of liver exactly under the right diaphragm, sleep apnea is more likely to occur with left myocardium because the right diaphragm cannot expand. All sleep apnea need not be associated with myocardium because a physical overwhelmed conflict of the diaphragm also can cause it. According to the conventional medicine theories, there is only one type of heart attack said to be caused by the blockage of the coronary arteries, anterior or posterior, resulting in acute anterior myocardial infarction or posterior myocardial infection by the cholesterol plaques or thrombus. They forget the fact that in majority of people who suffered myocardial heart attacks had no coronary artery occlusion or elevated cholesterol levels. Since the myocardium and the coronary arteries originate from different embryonic germ layers, according to GNM, they are controlled from different brain centers and have different biological conflicts with different manifestations. Conventional medicine continues to ignore the role of brain in the so-called diseases, whether it is heart attack or cancer. There is an acute change of blood pressure associated with myocardial heart attacks. Whereas the right myocardium causes the blood flow to the lungs, the left myocardium causes blood to move to the rest of the body through the aorta. The distance traveled by the blood through the entire body is much longer than that to the lungs, and the left ventricle uses more initial pressure than the right ventricle. Due to these reasons, there is an acute change of blood pressure during myocardial heart attacks. The reason for a larger left myocardium is also explained as due to the longer distance the blood travels through the entire body from the left ventricle. Let us see the right and left myocardial heart attacks in detail. In the case of right myocardial heart attacks, the blood pressure in the left heart chamber increases quickly, leading to hypertension. We saw already that during the CA phase involving the right myocardium, the blood pressure is elevated. During the PCLA phase also, the blood pressure is elevated due to the paralysis of the right heart muscle. But during the epileptoid crisis, the blood pressure rises much higher to compensate the uncoordinated contractions of the right ventricle. So, it is wrong to claim that elevated blood pressure causes heart attack. But the elevated blood pressure is a vital compensatory symptom during the right myocardial heart attack. In the coronary artery heart attacks, there is no change in blood pressure. In the case of left myocardial heart attacks or during the epileptoid crisis of the left myocardium, the blood pressure in the right heart chamber decreases, leading to hypotension. This causes poor circulation with pallor and lightheadedness and even complete collapse of systemic circulation. Other changes are acceleration of pulse rate, rise of blood cell count, etc. This hypotension reduces the chance of rupture of the myocardium, but medications to raise the blood pressure can result in the rupture of the heart muscle and death. Friends, herewith we conclude the discussion of the SBS of the ventricular myocardium. Also, here we end the list of organs controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. With best wishes to all of you, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.